This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. My mother used to say having a baby is always an irrational decision. The spreadsheet never makes sense if you do the numbers, but we have them and love them anyway. What about this Prince of Cambridge guy, young master third in line to the British throne? What's the spreadsheet there? The BBC's Andrew Walker joins us from London. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, David.
There are some who might see the royal family as an expense item. The British Treasury subsidizes the royals to some extent. But there are benefits that will accrue with this birth?
Yes, there is certainly the potential for that. But in terms of this specific event, I think it's pretty clear that the impact on the economy will be positive. Having said that, it will also be rather small. Trade, in one sense, I mean, we might well expect to see more tourist arrivals. There'll also be sales of souvenirs, some of which will be bought by tourists and some of which will actually be shipped abroad. Perhaps a little bit of a boost to public confidence, some kind of feel-good factor at a time when the economy is beginning to look up a little bit anyway.
As you do the cost-benefit analysis here, which we seem to be ruthlessly doing about something as glorious as a birth, we also have to factor in what was the public holidays point?
The point here is that when we're comparing this event with previous major royal events, those were, again, major events that raised Britain's tourist profile internationally and also generated a significant amount of sales, but they were also marked by public holidays. So there was also some lost output. This time, there is no holiday, so there is no offsetting cost as a result in terms of lost output in that same way, which I think is one of the reasons why it's reasonably safe to say that on balance, this will have a positive, if small, impact.
The BBC's Andrew Walker. Andrew, thank you.
My pleasure, David.